The 2009 influenza pandemic wasn't as bad as some had predicted, and now the so-called swine flu is providing scientists with a bonus that may change the way people are vaccinated against the flu. Tens of millions of people got sick with the 2009 flu strain, then recovered. Now researchers have identified antibodies in their blood that could protect them from future flu outbreaks and could lead to a universal flu vaccine. Each influenza outbreak is the product of a unique flu virus, which in turn requires a unique vaccine. Patrick Wilson of the University of Chicago and colleagues conducted laboratory tests that indicate the antibodies produced by the swine flu patients are a defense to a wide variety of flu strains, not just the single strain that current vaccines target.
We found that these antibodies cross-reacted to all of the common H1N1 strains. They also were reactive with the 1918 pandemic and to one of the deadly H5 strains. And so it was a pretty broad spectrum of reactivity.
That's because the antibodies produced in response to the H1N1 swine flu target parts of the virus that are common to all flu varieties. Identifying those parts has been elusive until now.
The biggest impact of the work is just proof of principle that this can really happen, that we can really target these in a preferential way with a vaccine.
If all goes well, Patrick Wilson predicts a universal flu vaccine could be on the market in 5 to 10 years. His research paper was published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.